But anyway, they are having a blast. And another group, our Boy Scouts, are gone. They will be gone until Wednesday. So those two groups alone take a lot of our youth out of church and the leaders, of course, out of our worship services. So thank you for being here. It's a great crowd on a day. And when you include vacations and all like that, folks, do you realize that school starts before long? Can you believe that? Oh, yeah, David's up here. But anyway, a lot of great things going on. Please pay attention to our announcement sheet this morning. I'm not going to go through any of these, but so please read them yourself. Set them next to your calendar. We have an announcement about our October festival that's coming up. Debbie? Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, we wanted to thank everyone who's donated items and things for the festival. It's just been awesome. We're filling up a storage shed full of stuff, so can't wait to get that stuff all set out in October. What we wanted to announce is that we are still in need of any kind of wrapping paper supplies and things like that. Still looking for some vendors and contestants for the barbecue contest or shoe contest. Vendors are crafts and flea market vendors. Booth attendants. We've got so many things going on. We're going to need some people like sitting at the booths for all the games and things. So if you can just donate 30 minutes that day, you know, we can find a spot for you, and that we would appreciate it. We've also added one other thing because we wanted some entertainment that day, and we do have the praise team that's going to be doing some things, but they didn't want to sing all day long. We don't know why, but they didn't want to sing all day long. But we've added a talent show, so if you know anybody that has any kind of talents and they like to get on stage and have fun, just we'll have some more details here in a few weeks on that. And that's all I have.
All of this goes to the benevolent fund, which is depleted right now. And we
You're
really
in front
need
of the mic.
Everybody to pitch in and help with this. It's going to be a great day. There's going to be hamburgers, hot dogs, lemonade, all kinds of stuff to eat, and it's free. Come out and play. We're going to get Pastor Eric in the bouncing house again. We've got pictures for blackmail on that already, guys. It's really good from Jubilee Days. So come out and play, and remember, it's to help the community. All of this goes to the Benevolence Fund and the Warm House. So dig down a little bit. We're already a third of the way to paying everything off for it, and we don't even have all of our vendors yet.
And what are the dates? What are the dates of this?
October 17th.
October 17th.
It's just the Saturday.
Yeah.
Because if we did it Sunday, too, nobody would be able to park to come in here and enjoy this wonderful man here.
Oh, uh-huh.
But do come out and play with us on Saturday.
This will be a fun time. It's a time for kids, for men, and for women, whatever your interest is. So I'm excited about that as well. And like he said, it will support Warm House and the Benevolence Fund. And benevolence is the way that we support our community if people have issues with their bills or buying food and such. So thank you guys very much. Yes. Remember, we're on the radio, Ted. Ah.
We are short men. We all have plenty to eat. And we just really like to encourage you guys to come so we can fill this thing up. Because we switch it from Sunday to Saturday. Hoping that will get some guys there. And so, anyway, if you guys would like to just come and eat, and right now we're trying to plan some projects. If, you know, somebody comes along and wants something done, but if we're, you know, some guys have done some of that, and then something comes up, we're willing to do some projects. So please come and join us. And I know some of you go to Giddings. Please come and join us after Giddings. We're eating at 8:30, I think. So I'm cooking. I know that.
So, Ted, you mean short in stature or short in numbers?